The following presentation involves three friends who get together and talk confidently about topics they know nothing about.
I have another one, if you want, which
one,
is that...
One, well, fine, go ahead.
Is that Ryan Reynolds is the only funny person who wouldn't be funnier if he was fatter.
Hold on. Welcome to the podcast.
I don't even know what a podcast is.
Can I just jump in here?
As you wish.
I've decided that I'm going to be the intelligent one on this podcast because I know the most about everything.
Your love of the halfling's leaf has clearly slowed your mind.
I mean, these people are not audio people at all. They have no idea. Until they let me actually run the show here, I'm kind of just letting them talk.
Are you talking to us?
No, we're rolling, yeah, so continue.
I don't know, now that the mics are on, I don't really want to talk.
A little fight now. I like that.
Throughout my day, I mean, honestly, I hate most people.
Now, get excited.
I am very excited. I am always excited.
Here they are, stupid fat hobbits.
Almond butter. I mean, they're making butter out of everything these days. It's probably like okra butter or some shit.
That might not be too bad.
That would be disgusting, Pat. Okra butter?
What's like the new thing they're trying to make everything out of? Like it was cauliflower for a while. They're still doing cauliflower for a lot, but I don't think there's cauliflower milk.
I thought it was like, you could milk anything. You could do cauliflower milk.
Is this like if you put your mind to it, you can do anything?
Like it's theoretically possible or it's... So, you know, it's going to be disgusting.
I think it's scientifically possible. Like milking something is
Where's the teat on a cauliflower?
There's no teat on almonds.
That's not how
is there
works.
An almond teat?
Have you seen the tip of an almond?
Have you seen the butt of a cauliflower?
You can make.
You don't milk the cauliflower's butt. You milk the
cauliflower
the,
doesn't have
the tendrils.
But
the tendrils.
You can milk like wood chips. You can make wood milk.
You could. You just have to.
No, that's his alcohol.
Yeah, I had a buddy who worked in the wood milk service. I'm not even kidding.
What does that mean? Literally he milked trees? He made syrup.
I guess that's what milking a tree is.
It's a sap.
Maple.
Good. You know trees.
Keep going. Can you name three more?
Name three deciduous trees. Is
deciduous?
That how you say it? Deciduous?
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me? Like, I would know.
You
that.
Seem like you'd know tree knowledge.
Redwood.
We're in the state. Oh, no, that's Maryland. Maryland has the largest deciduous forest.
I don't believe that. I think you're wrong.
You calling me a liar?
I ain't calling you a truther.
Prove that.
If Johnny could write his own puns, that would be.
That'd be under a three, right?
It's not really a pun. It's more like a dad joke, but that's bad.
That's bad. A Drake and Josh quote.
Is it really?
Wow.
How dare you not get that?
Underrated show, by the
That's
way.
That's been told for years. They didn't come up with that joke. I guarantee you Drake and Josh didn't come up with that joke.
They 100%.
You're telling me the first time someone responded to being called a liar, they...
Josh Peck said that to Drake Bell. Episode...
Oh, you know their last name.
Season 2. I made that up, but yes, it's from Drake and Josh.
Incredible.
Do you guys want to talk more about nut butter, or are we moving past that?
No, I had a quick thing to bring up. I want you all to raise your glasses and cheers.
Okay.
To Sean Astin on his birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Sean.
Samwise Gamgee.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Did you not know who Sean Astin was?
No,
you
I acted know who like Sean you Astin didn't. Was, but Johnny's like a big birthday guy. We've already discussed this. Like he knows when everyone's birthday is.
I do like birthdays, unless it's my own birthday.
Wait, do you mean the guy who did the two episodes on Stranger Things? Is that
Get
the
out.
Guy?
Who is this
Get
man?
The fuck
who
out.
Is this man?
Listen, I love Bob like the rest of us, but he was
don't speak for me. Bob sucked.
Bob what? Iger?
Bob
the
was
CEO
awesome.
Of Disney?
No, Bob from Stranger Things. The even show got the most just boring name ever. They're like, oh, we'll just name him Bob and kill him off in like an episode and a half.
His character was fantastic. It's the show that you refuse to watch, Chris.
Well, I don't like scary things.
It's not scary things.
It's
Stranger
nostalgic.
Things.
It's nostalgic. How can be? How is it nostalgic?
Stranger
for me?
Things is scary to you?
I don't know. I haven't seen it, but it just
what's really scary? Student debt. loan payments, being an adult. Stranger Things?
Entertaining.
Entertaining.
I don't know. I just don't have any interest in it. I can't do it.
It is interesting, though, the character Bob that he plays is pretty much Sam from Lord of the Rings.
Mixed with Rudy.
Yeah. You're right.
Oh, my God. That is the same guy. I just realized that now. That's a younger version of himself.
I wish I could participate in this conversation.
Rudy Gamgee.
Never seen Rudy?
I've seen Rudy, but I haven't seen Stranger Things, so I don't know what...
Oh, you're not missing out. It's just he does the same thing he does in every movie.
Wait, he's in Stranger Things?
Yes.
What is Sean Astin doing
in like
every
season
movie?
3 or something?
Oh. It's just the same thing every time, dude. No, he's like a supporting character that's like saves the day and then like dies. Or comes close
to
death.
Die in Rudy.
Yeah, he didn't come close to death in Rudy. He did come close to death in Lord of the Rings, but
yeah.
Well, his spirit, his love of football almost died in Rudy. He gave up, remember?
He never gave up.
He almost gave up.
No, but then his football career was over after that one play.
This is true. Apparently he's kind of a douche in real life.
Is he really?
I've heard rumors. I don't know.
I don't want to ruin my opinion of him just on your unfounded rumors.
People like Sean Astin as Rudy more than they actually like Rudy. But I digress. Well, as you probably can tell, we have a guest this week, our very first guest of season 3.
Three.
I was thinking ahead of what I see. This is what happens when I try to think before I speak. I was thinking ahead, my mouth went too quickly.
I love how he's very good at explaining it, but he can't just say normal.
He's like,
words.
It's normal, I swear.
First guest of season 3 from way downtown, our good friend, Willie Brown. How you doing, Willie?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Welcome.
This is one that we've been wanting to have on officially for a very long time. Willie came on the season 2 finale and was such a hit. Was it season 1 or season 2? When did you call in? Did you call into the
season?
If he was such a hit, wouldn't you remember?
One. I think it was season 1.
Season yeah. 1, maybe season 1.
Yeah, because season 2, you were off gallivanting in the slopes.
That's right.
Of something,
we couldn't get
skiing,
service.
He had no service. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's
you're
right.
Up in the mountains somewhere. But great to have you on the show. We really enjoyed that that call from season 1. One of the more funny encounters we've had with a guest. So, yeah. Anything you would like to say or thank anybody for having you?
No, I mean, I am noticing one thing.
Stop looking at me.
No. Listen, that's what it is. I know I was strategically put on a lower plane than Pat, facing directly across from him because you were trying to stir up some drama, and it's coming.
Hey, everyone's got to start somewhere, okay?
There's a storm brewing, Pat.
I'm not the enemy here. Look to your left and your right. It's these guys right here.
So for those of you who can't see, which is all of you, we didn't have a fourth chair / stool for Willie to sit on.
This is how we treat
today.
Our guests.
So he's actually on the floor with some propped up pillows, nursing a Coors Light and
nursing
talking
it. Into- okay,
come sit on the floor.
No, it's rather comfy.
All
I'm
I can see
it.
Of Willie is like the upper third of his body, so he just looks like this sort of hobbit creature that's like this golem in the corner with his tiny mic.
No, I'm doing the hippopotamus thing where it's you can only see my eyes
and then you attack.
Yeah. Deadliest animal, I think.
That is true. The deadliest animal in Africa is the hippopotamus.
Yeah.
They haven't met me yet. Yes. Sorry, let's
hungry
cut
hungry
that out.
Hippos.
Do you go by do you have a street name, Willie? What do they call you on the streets?
Yeah, I got some names. Johnny.
He does have some
you
names.
Go ahead and tell him some of my names.
Hash Browns. That's one of them. I like to say Downtown Willie Brown. Free Willie was always a classic.
I hate that one. That was never a thing.
Not very inspiring.
Napoleon Dynamite Stunt Double.
I do like that one.
I know the dance.
Willie did the Napoleon Dynamite dance in 8th grade? For like a talent show or something?
I forget. But yeah,
I think it was
a poetry competition. I decided I was going to do my own form of poetry. and I was told that I, no matter what, I could not get a place. Like I couldn't podium. And then I got third and I knocked somebody off the podium who did this like page long poem. And we weren't friends after.
Like, physically
like
knocked
me.
Them off or?
No. They voted. They decided to repeal their rule. And I got third place. I was cool with that.
They liked your display of modern poetry.
I mean,
they
he was wearing everything. He had the Vote for Pedro shirt, the jeans, like the shirt tucked in. He had the moon boots and everything. It was fantastic.
That's awesome.
And the hair, as you could see.
I mean, the hair is spot on. You even kind of sound like him.
No.
Did he not wear glasses?
Can you give us a quote? Can you give us a little Napoleon Dynamite quote for us?
Yeah, only thing, my favorite one. Can you bring me my chapstick? That's probably my favorite one. No, my favorite one is, wait, I forgot to put in the crystals. What he's doing, the time machine.
This one is, Tina, you fat lard, come eat some dinner.
Tina, eat the food.
I never really got into that movie. Like,
why do you ruin everything?
I'm not trying to ruin everything. I'm just like, I don't get the hype. Like, was it new in some way? Was the comedy like unique?
It was pretty unique. Yeah.
You just wouldn't get it, Pat.
I guess I'm just too stupid. Funny. It was too funny.
It was an elevated level of comedy. Oh my God. Your small brain can't comprehend.
What is it about like inviting people on this show that they're just like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to shit on Pat, who already gets shit on by other people.
Well, I think it's 'cause you say dumb shit like that. Like, I don't like Napoleon Dynamite. You pin a target on your
back. I did not say I don't like Napoleon Dynamite. I said, I don't get it. It's like the Beatles. It's like, I don't get it.
Okay.
I don't get it.
Whoa.
I don't get it. Oh, you missed a big one, Willie.
Whoa.
Well, welcome to the podcast, everybody.
Welcome.
Welcome.
It's good to have everybody here with us. Obviously, we have a guest today, Willie Brown. So, Willie, say hi to the people.
Howdy, y'all.
Very good. Very good. Great show plan. A lot of good segments. Of course, we have a guest, which means the return of Do You Have What It Takes to Be an Intellectual? So we'll put Willie to the test a little bit later in the show. But we have some poll results to get to. Very, very heated discussion last episode for these two polls. Obviously, the pop take that, who had this one?
It was my pop take.
Johnny's, I said that. I'm
still very proud of this.
How dare you interrupt me?
The Princess and the Frog,
right,
is a top three.
Thank you.
I
totally just blanked. Yes. That Princess and the Frog is a top three Disney princess movie.
Well, I don't think this is going to stand a chance, but let's check out the results. Patrick, do you have the results for
us?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
And?
It did not stand a chance.
Yes. Yes.
31% said, yes, it is. So you got a little more than one might expect. But
it's about what I got for the Beatles, right?
You got
44%. No, 56%.
Wait, what do you mean you? What do you mean you got for the Beatles? I made the take and I got 44. That the Beatles are meh.
what am I thinking of? Maybe I'm thinking of the first pop take.
I don't even
Brad Pitt was Brad the average.
This
man.
Is 30, I think maybe
it's about
the
same.
Percentage.
Like 31% thought that Brad Pitt was
Yeah, and almost 70 disagreed with you.
Well, Willie, what do you think about that? What would you have decided? Do you think that The Princess and the Frog is the top three Disney movie? Princess movie? Disney princess movie?
Hell fucking no. And also, whoever said that just lost so much respect.
Why would you ever? Why would you ever say that?
That was Johnny,
late,
dude.
Too late
that
now.
Princess and the Frog.
That was this idiot over here.
I need, hi, dude, Willie. Did I tell you I'm busy Saturday?
Son of a bitch. No, you can find somewhere else to stay
for
the weekend.
That's a terrible movie.
Oh, wow. We're going.
That's a whole nother direction.
Terrible movie?
Terrible.
I don't know what to say right now. I'm baffled.
Just be the bigger man and
I've
and
just
move
been
on.
Blindsided by one of my best friends. I can't do the show.
Well, let's get to the second poll, the Lord of the Rings impersonation contest. I went up against Pat. In a very challenging quote, I will say, which was the Sam quote, if ever I was to marry someone, it would have been her. So let's turn to the ice and get the call.
After further review, the call by Chris stands.
Yes!
Let's just make this official. It was tied.
Yes.
The poll technically has not ended, but there was not sufficient evidence to overturn it.
Yes.
Right. We are not, neck and neck, though, so it was close.
It was neck and neck. It was a 50-50 split on the poll, but, you know, in sports...
What?
I didn't know Willie could put up his hair in a bun.
I didn't know you looked like some sort of like dude, unfed. What are those sumo wrestlers?
But yeah, so there wasn't enough evidence to overturn the call. So I'm 3 for 3 on my calls.
It's actually not bad. I'll give you that.
I'm being very objective here and taking this seriously. So. Ceremonial passing of the crown music, please. Thank you. Thank you.
I don't like doing that.
It is now back for applause.
Pat, have you ever won? I can't remember a single time that you won.
Why? Why do you say these things?
I love it. We should have guests every week because Pat just doesn't stand a chance.
One orc. I'm just not, I can't, I like, you know, I look at Willie, I just see a friend that I don't want to insult.
Oh, dude, what? We both know that is a lie. And yeah, I told you I was going to use your hand-me-down mic to smite you down.
Yeah, I thought it was like an empty threat. Like you're just joking around, but you just like came out and you're just like, hey, jab, 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 jab. You're not even listening to what they're saying.
He's
you're
body
like,
blowing.
What can I make
and then
fun
he's
going
to come in with the right hook to the chin a little bit later in the episode. He is using your hand-me-down mic, though. He's using the season one mic that Pat used for so long.
To be honest, this is probably good for me because I was probably doing this to you guys from that same position.
Yes,
that is that
true.
What it looked like when I was insulting you?
Yes.
Like this little child man
yes, exactly.
with a toy microphone?
I'm like the troll under the bridge. I'm like, hey, Pat. Hey, Pat.
you were like the short guys, like the 5-foot guys that have a like a height issue.
The Napoleon
like they're kind
complex.
Of angry. Yeah, Napoleon complex people. That's what you were like. You had a little tiny shitty mic. You were in a little tiny shitty seat.
Well, you guys
all you did was throw jabs.
I had a
jabs.
Complex.
Well,
I was just making sure that you guys understood that I...
The complex turned out to be diabetes.
So much for the season of growth. Moving on.
Anyway.
Well, Willie, I mean, it wouldn't be a guest episode if we didn't, you know, let the guest have an opportunity to speak to us and to you all about a topic of their choosing. So let's go to around the table and see what Willie would like to bring up.
Willie, you bring up a question?
Yeah, it's
got him. I got him to laugh. There was a brief moment where he just stared at me, completely bemused.
See, Chris, it's funny that you should ask this of me because there is something that's been on my mind.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, around the table.
Around the table.
AT&T around the end table.
Around the table.
Around the table.
AT&T. Pass it around.
AT&T.
Pat, you're not the only one, okay? You're not the only one that I'm targeting, you know? Johnny, this is something I've always wondered.
Oh, shit.
Okay? Does it ever bother you that Chris is slightly taller?
He's
Wait,
not.
I don't think I'm taller than Johnny.
That was a long shot. That was a shot in the dark. He is a taller presence, I guess.
Wait, let's delve into the psychology here, though. If he thinks you're taller, there must be some sort of like
reason.
Chris
it.
Has a larger presence than Johnny. Johnny is this meek little.
Oh,
I don't know.
Me,
I think I have a larger presence. I think all the Italian food and whiskey I drink is going to prove that I have a larger presence.
Really, you're taller than everybody here, right? You're the
tallest.
Yeah,
and that's why
room.
You guys put me on the floor.
Especially with that fucking bun you have. You're a good 6
I know,
inches taller than you are
4
normally.
4 inches. It's pretty great.
Do you do that normally, or did you just take a note from your little sister?
Oh,
it's happening tonight, boys.
Oh, God, the gloves are off. Holy shit. That is rough.
Sorry, I was looking for comebacks, and usually I have to go from 0 to 100. There's no such thing as proportional battle in this bedroom of recording, as you guys know well.
This is very true. I mean, there's no, it's either 100 or it's nothing.
Yeah. Like, you know? It always starts out with a lighthearted jab, and then someone's like, you have diabetes.
Well, I mean, do you want to bring anything else up since that clearly flopped?
Yeah. It's funny that you should ask this of me, Chris, because I have another thing on my mind.
Well, that's crazy.
So I've been noticing recently that there's been a celebrity comeback of the ages, okay? And I told you I don't follow pop culture. But Tobey Maguire seems to be the hottest celebrity of 2021.
That is kind of true. I've also noticed that, weirdly.
Can someone fill me in on this year on Tobey Maguire?
What's the deal?
Okay, Tobey Maguire?
He's been a huge comeback in memes, especially.
Oh, interesting.
And sorry. Are you a hot celebrity if you're in memes?
Well, there's also a big push for him to be Spider-Man again.
Okay. Those are the worst Spider-Mans.
The first one was pretty good.
Is that a pop take?
No, I don't think so.
That is such a hot take.
That one would be kind of split, I would think.
Willie, you're a big fan of all three of the old ones?
No, not at all.
What's going on right now?
I can't make up my mind.
Are you disagreeing to disagree?
Yeah, I mean, as soon as they said it, I was like, false. No, listen, those movies have the best plots, right? But everyone knows that Tom Holland is the best Spider-Man because he looks like 12.
Yeah.
No, I'm an Andrew Garfield fan. I'm an Andrew Garfield guy.
I would take Andrew Garfield over Tobey Maguire, but I think Tom Holland still takes the cake here.
I've never seen the Tom Holland Spider-Man.
They suck.
Any of them?
No.
They're not good.
Do not suck. They're quite entertaining.
I've seen him as Spider-Man in The Avengers or in Iron Man.
The Avengers.
Something.
Yeah, he's the best Spider-Man, but those are the worst plots. Andrew Garfield's movies are somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
And then Tobey Maguire's have the best plots, but he is the most obnoxious Spider-Man and looks like a 40-year-old man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's not great. He's not great.
He doesn't belong in high school.
He's always kind of creeped me out. Like, he's got these weird, dead, creepy eyes and a little smirk he does.
He's got a very punchable face. Like, I'm a nice enough guy, but he's just one of those people.
It's unfortunate.
Well, okay, I have a question for you, Willie. If you want to punch him in the face, we've asked this question in the podcast before. Who, out of anybody in the entire world, who would you let punch you directly in the face?
Ooh, I like this.
I think Pat said the Queen of England. Somebody said the Queen of England on the show before. Is that you? Can't remember who said that.
I don't think that was me. That sounds like more of a Pat answer.
Is it actually like they have to... It has to be a successful punch, or
yeah,
it's like they just make this. No. I'm not going to block. I'm not going to block.
Yes,
I'm
they
just
make
saying,
a fist and ghosts in slow motion.
The fist has to be in contact with my face.
Yes, forcefully.
Okay, well, that rules out my answer. I was going to do the girl from the shark movie, the surfer girl.
From the shark movie?
Oh, she has
the
no
one,
arm.
Who's
so.
The one who's missing an arm?
I was not. Yeah, I was not going to get hit. I was not going to get hit. I thought I found a loophole.
Wait, why didn't she use the other one? Oh, you're saying like it would be weak because it's not her strong.
I thought she lost both.
Did she?
I don't know.
Are you thinking about what movie is it? Soul Surfer?
That's the one.
Wait, didn't she lose a leg? No, it wasn't.
I think she lost
an arm.
Unbreakable or what is the movie?
That's Unbroken.
127 hours
in it.
We can't get on Shark Talk again.
All right. Well, Kate. Well, what would it be?
Well, if someone with an arm got it, they have to have arms.
You could pick one of those noodle things at the used car lots that are like, "Will you?"
I'm gonna go with Mike Tyson.
What?
Just to say, no. Just to say, you know, if I survive, that's like the coolest story of all time.
You won't survive.
Well, see, that's the risk, right? It would be the greatest story of all time, but you have no idea if you will ever be able to tell that story.
Everyone likes a comeback story, Pat, and Johnny would tell it for me if I didn't make it.
What is your comeback story? Like, you're in a coma for 30 years, and then you wake up and you don't remember anything?
He lasted like a year before death, you know?
And then I go around singing, toss a coin to your Willie, oh, Valley of Plenty.
You're his little, like,
it's an accomplishment. What did you guys say?
Well, I don't think I've ever been asked. I've only asked.
Well, now you've been asked, Chris.
You didn't ask me.
Okay, you have to get punched in the face by one person. They have to have arms, and it has to be forceful. Who are you getting punched by?
Oh, can I won't jump in. Sorry, that's rude.
You could. I mean, I don't know.
I was
going to
say the frog from The Princess and the Frog. That little bitch couldn't inflict any pain.
I think it's got to be a real person. I think it's got to be a real person. I don't know. I think that I would let any, like, you know, hot girl punch me in the face. You know, like, because you can maybe spin it.
Just like say, I need like full eye contact.
The good guy. Emma Watson, so maybe. I don't know. Emma Stone?
Absolutely not.
That was an escalation far beyond what we usually discuss.
I think I missed that. Did I miss
you
something?
We usually do miss those.
I still don't know what we're talking about.
What were you saying? We should.
I was just saying. I don't know. Maybe like Emma Watson or Emma Stone or somebody like that.
Well, that's. I don't. Do British people punch? Or are they more slappers? Isn't it?
They probably punch. Well,
let me clarify something. It's not because it's a girl that I'm having. It's the fact that like I would get to interact with somebody who's a very attractive.
So
celebrity.
let me get this straight. You're making the assumption that like Emma Watson punches you in the face, and then there's like this personal connection. Like
yeah,
now
like maybe she's like,
about.
Oh, I'm really sorry, I didn't mean it, and then I go, oh, it's no big deal. And
but
then
why is she punching you in the face in the first place? You would have to basically be like,
well, okay, maybe have we have
no
like
because
on
she's
off,
a bitch, Pat.
On and off again relationship, you know, and then like. Things didn't work out first time around. You know, we try to get back together.
Then you wouldn't care if you were already interacting with her.
Well, you know, we get back together and we talk about like what we've, you know, how's it been like since we've been broken up? And I say, oh, maybe I've been with a few other girls and she doesn't like that. Punches
Wait,
me in
so
the
you've
face.
Turned
it
this.
Sounds like Chris is writing one of these like teenage love
yeah.
novels.
He's writing a like a romance, like a.
Are you reading out of your dream journal over there?
If I had a dream journal, that's probably.
You don't need a dream journal, though. You have your little tracker thing that listens to you in the night.
Yeah, we can find out what I dream about.
Yeah, bobbleheads.
What were you going to say, Pat? You were going to say something. Who would you let punch you in the face?
Well, I said the frog.
Well, I said it has to be a real person.
I don't know. Like my grandma?
Okay.
Because I would
the
deserve
discipline
it.
Discipline route? Yeah, yeah.
I hope you've been
kinda
nice
like Britta
to her.
In Community.
Sure. Oh my gosh, that scene is cringy. Well, the reason I don't like yours is kind of like the, you know, it's like the go-to answer. And then you just went into this like hypothetical fantasy where you're like maybe dating Emma Watson.
It's a long shot, but it might work.
Yeah. We saw Emma Watson at Heathrow.
Yeah, we did.
Time. Wow, that was a long time ago.
Someone made eye contact with her and they burst into flame. It was crazy.
Wait, did they like lock eyes for multiple seconds?
Yeah. And then the security guards attacked.
We were in line for security and there was like a side door in Heathrow that was just mysterious, like off, you know, next to the security.
I can already tell you that Chris has a big role in this story.
Do I?
You're going to make up a like an important role because it might establish a personal connection so you get punched in the future.
Well, now I should put that in. Yeah. But no, just like out of nowhere, the lines are super long. Like the doors open up. Emma Watson walks out like 20 feet from us with like three security guards and just cuts the whole damn freaking line. You know, so people are like, boo. People are like, you know, booing, like get in the back. Like line starts here kind of shit. But
yeah, so then Chris
and then she punched him in the face.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and she didn't like that I wasn't treating her with the respect of celebrities.
Someone
deserves.
Did get it. I don't know why like a B-list actress is allowed to cut the line at a major airport. B-list? But we did find Bellatrix Lestrange there as well. She was very kind.
She took photos.
She was very, yeah, she
people.
Took photos with us. Yeah, yeah. She was
we're serious, by the way. Willie's like looking around, like I can't tell if this is
this
made
is
up
not
or
a
not.
Bit. We saw Emma Watson at the
oh, this
really
was, this was on our way to Austria sophomore year of high school.
Oh shit! I'm sitting there
back,
like
actually, I think we're coming back from Austria. No?
Okay. Oh, it doesn't matter that much if we're going there or coming back.
Well, whatever. It does matter because when did he get punched? And then you have to determine what the future holds.
Dude, I was sitting here trying to brainstorm my own thing. Like, I'm like, oh yeah. And then out walked Hugh Jackman and he said, you want to grab a soft pretzel? And then that's what we did.
And then we shared the same mustard container.
Grab a soft pretzel.
We locked eyes, but it was purely platonic.
did karaoke for the show. Yeah,
I had no idea that you guys actually like, had
damn,
that happen.
This bit is impressive.
Oh my gosh. Well, very anyway. Good, Willie. Thanks for bringing that around the table to our attention.
Anytime. I love this table.
You're always welcome.
All right. Well, rumor has it Willie's got a pop take he would like to tell or
I had
present.
I had a quick thought.
Oh God.
I had a quick thought.
All right.
Johnny's Corner.
Johnny's Corner.
It's my fucking corner, guys. when you buy a bigger bed, you have more bedroom, but less bedroom.
No, shut up. We don't condone this.
It's funny though.
You know?
Yes.
I hate that he's laughing. You know how you have those moments in life where someone says something and then your entire like your mind and body are just like, what's the point of living anymore?
Yeah, I get that like every day.
That was one of those moments.
I liked it.
Thanks, Will.
Nice work, Johnny.
Every time he brings these up, it's just like my soul dies a little inside.
No, but he's got a point. Like, why is there even a freaking floor? Why isn't the whole thing just like soft, like sleepable area?
Well, there we go.
You know what I mean? Then this, it's like not even a problem anymore. Someone's like, can I spend the night? Like, yeah, you get the Southwest quadrant.
So you don't even need you know like mattresses like, anymore. It's just all like spongy sleeping material.
Everything could be a mattress.
Isn't that just a bouncy house now, then?
Well, yeah, except it could be Tempur-Pedic.
All I can think about is like trying to stand and walk on that and get dressed, like the back problems you would have.
Your stabilizer muscles would be unreal. You'd never twist an ankle again. You drop a beer bottle. Oh, that can't break. You know, the whole thing's fucking Tempur-Pedic.
The perfect solution.
It's like, then why not just do the walls? And at some point, it looks like one of those insane rooms. And you really like, can't hurt yourself.
But Willie, answer me this. How would you have like furniture? Like if you needed the desk in your room or a nightstand or lamps, like none
it's
of this
built
stuff
into
would
the
be
wall.
Stable. It's all on the wall.
It's all on the wall. Nothing's right. Actually resting on the bed. So your desk can just be
where's
nailed into
chair?
The wall.
Your chair's on the bed?
Your chair is the bed. You sit on your bed.
That is the floor.
That seems uncomfortable to have the chair on the bed floor.
The desk would have to be like a foot off the ground.
Yeah.
So you could kind of slide up underneath there.
And do you cut like holes into the bed floor to place your chair, the feet of your chair in? Or does it just like rock on the bed floor?
No, there is no chair.
There is no chair.
Oh, you're just like sitting on your...
But what about the back? Again, the back support. You have nothing to rest your back against.
But you'd have great core strength.
There's still walls.
I mean, that's true.
You're presuming a lot about... one's ability to just get accustomed to no chairs.
He's a very weak man.
No, I think I've solved the problem. You know, I think they sell it instead of one big mattress. It's like one like foot cubes with Velcro on the bottom. And it's like Legos. You can rearrange your furniture and stuff.
This might be a
see what I'm
idea.
Saying.
See, this is a Johnny's Corner. I
wait, edit that
me.
Out. Edit that out. This is our big idea, guys.
Don't tell them.
It's a better idea than Samsung, I'll tell you that.
Dude. Okay.
Well, okay.
I'll
we're
talk
not, we're
to
not,
you about Samsung.
We're not
off
going
air,
into
Willie.
Samsung. But thank you for that thought, Johnny.
You're welcome.
All right. Now, back to our segment that we were trying to get into. Willie has told us he has a pop take he would like to present. So, Willie, let's do your pop take.
Pop takes.
My pop take, well, it seems to have slipped my mind now.
What?
I don't want to say it.
Why?
Because it's bad. It's going to get negative feedback. It's going to drive the reviews through the floor.
No, but like, what if people actually agree with this? Like, what if it's a thought that maybe a lot of people have had and, you know, you're just... you're empowering
it's a
people
hot take
to,
for
you're
a reason.
Empowering people to come clean about their view on it, you know?
Okay. All right.
Think about it that way.
All right. I'll say it. Pancakes are a shit breakfast food.
Okay.
Terrible breakfast item.
This podcast comes full circle.
I agree.
Now, is this a pop culture take?
Oh, it has to be a pop. Well,
I think that's.
I would say.
We'll give it to him. We'll give it to him.
Yeah. That's on the fringe.
It's fringe.
Well, there was the other one, of course.
Which, what was the
we'll
other
stick with
one?
This
you
one.
Had a second one? Let's stick with this one.
All right. Two pop takes of the week.
Well, Pat, you probably are on board with this because you consider pancakes to be like just sour bread.
Bread. Is that what I said? This is a callback to like episode two.
If I'm remembering correctly, you did not have you did not like pancakes.
I think they're tremendously overrated. I've had a good pancake in my day, but it's like, even then, it's not necessarily that satisfying. But
what is your quarrel? You know, like, I have a very specific problem with pancakes.
Are you getting angry at me? Because
before we respond, lay out the facts of why you have this quarrel with pancakes.
Okay, dude, it's one of those foods. We were talking about this earlier with the nut butter thing. You know, it's, you eat a pancake, right? And you're like, oh, I don't want to overdo it on the syrup or the butter, right? Because I care about my health. Well, not really, because you're eating a fucking pancake, but you know what I'm saying. So then you eat this pancake and it gets lodged like 3/4 of the way down and it feels like someone just stabbed you through the freaking, what is that thing called?
Sternum? Chest? Windpipe.
No, the esophagus? Solar plex.
Oh.
There's a spear in your solar plex and it's just pancake. And you like suffer through it for like 2.5 minutes and then you're like, well, I'm never doing that again, but you still have half a pancake left. So wait, it's on repeat. It's like, what is that guy's name? Theseus getting his liver eaten out by the freaking birds.
Greek mythology. Mythology.
Like, yeah, it's like, it really is like that. Cause you got to finish the whole thing. Otherwise you're just a wimp.
So let me get this straight. You have no issue with the taste or fulfillment of pancakes themselves. You have a very specific issue about them going down your tube.
Dude, never call that my tube again. That is
your tube is weak. You have weak tubes.
I feel like that's what you call pancake. It if I was like a Teletubby. Like, I don't get an esophagus, I get a tube.
No, you're a Willy Tubby.
I'm telling you.
The Willy Tube. That's what they call it.
Willie, I've never had a problem eating a pancake, buddy.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just doing it wrong. I don't know. Wait, okay.
Are you trying to swallow them whole?
No, I'm chewing it. I even cut them into small pieces.
You know, it's like very soft, flabby bread. It's not like you're trying to swallow Doritos whole. Like, what is it about the substance that hurts you?
I don't know. They're too dry.
Maybe you're allergic to pancakes.
No, it's just too dry. Because I feel fantastic after I suffer through the like.
You don't
pains,
put enough
like,
syrup
pins
on
and needles.
It, probably.
Well, I don't know.
You
maybe
guys
that's
put
it.
Syrup on your pancakes?
Of course.
You don't?
No, I do. But they're a weird.
We
family.
Don't put syrup on French toast, but.
Willie, it's not even worth it.
I wish
it's
everyone could see my face right
tried.
Now. Like, my face just hit a Charlie horse from that reaction. Are you kidding me? What is the difference between a pancake and French toast?
It's identical to mine.
We can't go back into this. We spent an entire episode arguing over this. Willie, just trust us. It's not syrup is not meant for French toast.
All right.
God did not make syrup.
I'm wrong, and that's really hard for me to say, but I'd do it for you guys. If Pat had said it, I'd fight to the death. But
and I would allow that. They don't permit discussion.
We've had this discussion 3 times in this podcast.
Yeah, but you guys refuse to budge. You refuse to even see the other side, to see the other perspectives. Like Theseus when his liver was...
I don't even know why I said that. It seemed relevant. Yeah.
Dude, I there's no other side to see. It's like,
yes, there's literally another side. There are only two sides. It's syrup or no syrup.
No, but like it's factually incorrect to say that syrup belongs on French toast.
Okay,
so
you're just proving
why would I try to see.
Okay. Just because it's like a family tradition does not mean it's fact. Just because like grandma, great, great grandma, like said,
okay.
I don't like
you know
syrup.
You know what? We've never polled this. Okay. So we're going
to
poll this.
We'll add this as an addendum to Willie's poll.
And yeah, we'll have two polls. We're settling this once and for all 3 seasons later. Do you prefer syrup on your French toast or powdered sugar? Because it's a very clear answer. Powdered
Here's
sugar.
A crazy
is
idea.
Why are you putting us in a box? Why not
both?
Yeah.
Cause that's,
Pat, we agreed. That's I like know. The first time
that's
ever.
An egregious intake of sugar.
Now we're concerned about our health.
Yeah, now we're concerned.
That's where I
this
draw the
like
line.
Post justification to me. All right, what was the original thing? Pancakes are
they're a shit breakfast item. I have another one. If you want, which
one,
is that
one, well, fine, go ahead.
Is that Ryan Reynolds is the only funny person who wouldn't be funnier if he was fatter.
Hold on. Let me wrap my head around this. Ryan Reynolds is the only person who wouldn't be funnier if he was fatter.
Yeah, he's the funny
only,
as
he's
hell.
The only funny person.
This is very presumptive. So you are saying that you think the fatter people
there's
are
fat
generally
privilege.
The more funny they are.
Yeah, I mean, look at Jonah Hill. The proof is in the pudding. Jonah Hill is funny all the time, but then he got skinny. He was just slightly less funny. Like, I wasn't laughing from my belly. I was laughing from, like, I don't know. Just,
do you think
just
part
my
of that is because your half of you is always laughing at the fat person and not at his
No,
jokes?
Dude, that's horrible. I'm
no,
not
I
saying
that. I
will
say that I consider Willie to be a pretty funny person, and just now I imagined him rather fat, and he did
he
get
would
funnier.
Be way
like,
funny.
He got a little funnier, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow,
so I'm telling you, it's
could
a thing.
You gain a few before you come on again.
Can I could try. If you guys want to finance my beer, I'll have it done in like a month.
Deal.
I'll stop exercising. I'll really commit to this thing.
So should we all just pull the Mac from It's Always Sunny to make this podcast funnier?
Wait, which one? He gets jacked, then he gets fat, then
he does
gets
a lot
super
of things.
Skinny. Yeah, what are you referring to?
When he gets really
when
fat.
When he gets really fat.
Oh, okay. I didn't see
wait,
that.
Wait, you guys did haven't he started funny? That with me yet?
What?
What have I been doing for the past 3 years?
I don't think that
I thought
I don't
never
think that
ironed
he was funnier
it out.
When he was fatter.
Mac?
Yeah.
Of course he was.
But that was like superficial. Yeah. Like he wasn't really fat. He was a skinny man in a fat man's body. You
Seth
know?
Rogen was funnier when he was bigger. Will Ferrell.
Wait, when was Will Ferrell fat? He's no, always like, had no, a dad bod.
But no, but yeah, now he's kind of like slimmed down though.
He was kind of a bloated man.
Yeah. Like him and Step Brothers.
Yeah. But I mean, think about like Bill Hader. If you made him fat, the world would end. Like it would just be so funny.
Do you think people get funnier when they get fatter, or it's just they get less funny when they are not fat anymore? Like, does it go both ways? I think it only goes one way. It's if you become skinny, you become less funny.
I think so.
You have to be fat
first. I think it's only one way. Imagine what this podcast could be if Chris and Pat packed on like 50 pounds.
That's well, pretty hard. I'm making progress.
I still think it's harder to gain weight than to lose weight. That might be a pop.
You have adrenal issues. So.
I can guarantee
don't
you.
Use that as a weapon. That's a sad truth I deal with.
All right. Well, we will pull all three of these. But we'll pull the pancakes are a shit breakfast. French toast syrup does not belong on French toast, and that Ryan Reynolds is the only man,
only funny man who
only comic
would
not
get
funnier if he was fatter.
The funny to fatness ratio just does nothing for him.
Does that implicate that he's already as funny as he can be and he's pretty funny? Or
he's pretty funny, yeah, but I just don't think so because there's that one movie where he gets fat. You guys never seen that?
Deadpool?
No, that one's funny too, but he's skinny. There's this one where he's fat for a little bit.
For a little bit?
No, it's like the intro. I don't know. I'll
we'll
get the name
for
you.
This. I've never heard of this movie.
It's like, it's a rom-com, dude. You guys wouldn't get it.
Hmm. Big rom-com
well,
guy.
Either way. All right. Well, I think it's about time that we put Willie to the test. What do you guys say?
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
I think I'm ready. Is Pat asking the question?
Are you
though?
Talking about DYWITTBAI?
I am. And it is time for Do You Have What It Takes to Be an Intellectual?
Spoiler, I do, I think.
That was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do, by the way.
All right. Well, Willie, are you prepared?
Once I crack this next beverage, yes. Wait, stop. What is that?
Just let him
happen. Yeah, the ad. Sponsor, not a sponsor.
This week, the podcast is sponsored by Stupid Fat Hobbit Sportsbook.
Do you like to waste your hard-earned income? Is throwing your money in the trash can every week too boring for you?
Well then, Stupid Fat Hobbit Sportsbook is the betting app for you. You can bet all your favorite props. Who has the nicest derriere? Who looks the best in blue? Which team has the cutest last names and the most childlike face?
Bet today and lose your money for no reason. Trust us, we're professionals. One of us went to Vegas once.
Stupid Fat Hobbit Sportsbook. You're throwing away your money. At least have some fun while you're at it. Stupid Fat Hobbit Sportsbook is not a literal trash can. We are speaking metaphorically. A metaphor is a figure of speech in which a word or phrase is applied to an object or action to which it is not literally applicable. Alternatively, a metaphor is a thing regarded as representative or symbolic of something else, especially something abstract. Stupid Fat Hobbit Sportsbook may provide extreme hits of dopamine. Do not confuse addiction for happiness. Stupid Fat Hobbits retains the right to award or withhold winning bets at their discretion. Just because you won the bet does not mean we think you won the bet. Bet appeals are permissible in the form of a 10-page white paper outlining the reasons why you deserve your winnings. Before you make your appeal, consider whether it's really the money that you want or simply the validation of your fellow man.
All right, well, let us go into our next segment. Do you have what it takes to be an intellectual?
This is, do you have what it takes to be an intellectual?
I'm smart.
He's smart.
All right, Willie, are you ready?
I hope so.
All your ducks in a row, sir.
I think so.
Okay.
He doesn't sound very confident.
It doesn't.
I don't know what Pat's about to ask me.
As a reminder, we haven't done this in a while. We will quiz Willie on a topic of our choosing, and then Pat will very objectively decide whether or not his responses based upon the accuracy qualifies him to be an intellectual for the remainder of the show.
Pat, I just want to let you know what I said to you earlier. I didn't mean it.
And it all any comes it. Full circle.
All right, Pat. So what are we going to be quizzing Willie on today?
All right, Willie, are you ready? Are you a responsible driver? Do you know the rules of the road? Oh, are we not doing it? Oh, we already played that. Willie.
I was like, what is going on? I was like, we haven't even started the timer yet. And he's also firing these at like lightning speed.
Wait, this is timed?
You have 2 minutes. Yeah, 2 minutes. To get through as many questions as you can.
Dude, I'm so bad at time tests.
All right, Willie, the segment, the topic that we will be quizzing you on is rules of the road. Do you consider yourself a responsible driver?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll find out. You're right.
All right, Johnny, you're the timer man?
Yep.
All right, on Johnny's mark, we shall begin.
You ready, Pat?
Yep.
And the time starts now.
Willie, a driver under 21 years of age can be convicted of illegal consumption of alcohol if his or her blood alcohol content is at least blank but less than blank.
Zero. Zero tolerance policy.
Zero tolerance policy is false. It's actually 0.02% to 0.08.
What? All right. Keep going, keep going. You're wasting my time.
Willie, what does a sign with a squiggly arrow on the right and a squiggly arrow on the left and an oblong shape in the middle mean?
I'm visual. What the hell is that?
It means the divided highway ends ahead.
Willie, no, skip.
You gotta be better.
Again, you're wasting my time.
Flashing
Hurry up.
Yellow light means that you should what?
Proceed with caution.
Slow down and proceed with caution.
Oh my God.
I will give you half a point for that. You have parked parallel to a curb facing downhill. Which way should you point your front wheels?
To the right. Into the curb.
You mean toward the curb?
Yes.
I don't know which downhill
I'm facing downhill. Okay.
If you are driving slower than the other traffic on a multi-lane highway, you should use which lane?
Wait, repeat the question.
If you are driving slower than the other traffic on a multi-lane highway, which lane should you use?
The far right.
That in the U.S., yes.
Willie.
Oh, my God.
Willie, in which situation should you not use your blinkers?
You couldn't give up the situation.
You don't use them. No, you always use them. That's a trick question.
Well done.
Yeah.
Willie. Which of the following statements about passing a vehicle is false? All right. Obviously
there's no options?
Can't get that one. The answer
was
may exceed the speed limit to pass the vehicle safely. All right. The timer has gone off, Willie, but because that question was a little tricky, you probably should have gotten it if you're a responsible driver. I'll give you one more. If your vehicle stalls on railroad tracks, when a train is approaching, what should you do?
Get out of the car.
The answer is get everyone out of your vehicle. So you are a selfish, stupid, stupid man.
I drive
You're
alone.
Gonna leave your baby or your puppy in the car and just run out, and the train just runs through them like a meat grinder.
Pat, if you're in my car, I'm just getting out. Okay, I'm locking the doors. Child lock. That's a real bitch, ain't it?
All right, oh my gosh. Willie, I think you got half of one. Is that correct?
He got half point. He got a half. Well, he did get the trick question.
I got
question
like half a point on all of them.
So he got a point now.
He got the answer to your...
He called it out as a trick question. So that's a full point.
I guess that's an intellectual maneuver. Mm.
Yeah. What about the one? No. Hold on. The one where you said, blinking yellow light, what does it mean? And I said, proceed with caution. I even got the wording right.
Yeah, but it was slow down.
Yeah, so I get a half a point,
Willie,
bitch.
I don't know how
that
you,
was half the answer.
How did you ever pass your parent test?
He's from Maryland. Maryland driver.
Dude, I don't think I had one.
They have different rules up there.
And I do believe that Maryland has a zero tolerance policy.
Oh, so he got...
Oh, this is Virginia. Fuck this, dude. I straight up got every one of those right.
All right,
That squiggly sign you're describing, that doesn't exist in Maryland.
Allegedly. That's possible. All right,
it is a zero tolerance policy.
In Maryland, you would have gotten 2.5, I guess.
I would have got like 4.
Okay, Willie, do you know what this reminds me of? It's like if someone got a 20 on a math test and they're like desperately crawling for 2 more right answers to get like a 37.
Listen,
you know
that's
what I
how
mean?
You get ahead. You always have to fight for the point.
All right, I must make my decision.
Yes,
I got like
Pat,
a 4.
Pat, please give
Pat,
us
just,
your
I
verdict.
I want to let you know,
Willie,
this isn't
Willie,
a threat.
Willie, I appreciate your you know, enthusiasm, but at this point of the show, you need to let the judge do his work.
I think what he's trying to tell you is to shut your fucking mouth.
Do I get a closing statement?
You're not closing.
You've had 5 closing
I will make
statements.
My decree, and thusly, consequently, you can... make your closing statement as we drag you away from the intellectualist palace. This is my decree. I can neither dub thee an intellectual nor a non-intellectual.
What?
Because knowing the rules of the road is just not an intellectual pursuit. Willie is...
You came up with this topic.
I know, and I have realized the grave mistake. As an intellectual, I have made a mistake, and I own up to that. But rules of the road, he's a danger to other people, clearly. He doesn't know basic rules. But
no.
That's not the intellectual's pursuits. So, Willie, I dub thee. I cannot dub thee. You must try again at a later date.
Oh, my. This is incredible. This is the first ever pointless... Do you have what it takes to be intellectual segment we've ever done?
So what you're telling me is even if I got every single one right, I was not going to be an intellectual. The odds were stacked against me.
You have learned your first lesson.
Have you learned your lesson?
Closing statement.
Have you learned
please?
Your lesson?
I guess a closing statement was this isn't a threat, but consequences of actions, Pat, and giving me
consequences.
Actions have consequences.
Hey, you and Chris,
that's
get
what I said. That is what I said. Okay.
Did you notice me not even pronounce that correctly when I tried to like make fun of him for it?
It's kind of just like
I was like
water under the bridge.
Consequences have actions, and actions have other actions.
I would say this. It was.
From that statement, you can't give him an intellectual status anyway, so it's over.
Am I wrong? Consequences
do have
actions.
I have dubbed thee neither an intellectual nor a non-intellectual, but the more he speaks, the more I want to dub him a non-intellectual. Is that...
Look,
am I allowed to make a secondary decree?
You could do whatever the heck you want.
Don't do it.
You're the intellectual.
Don't do it, Pat.
All right, my decree stands. Willie, I think a true intellectual would have stopped the questioning immediately and said, this is not what we discuss in the realms of intellectuality.
How can I refute your argument if I don't hear it out?
You should have refuted it from the beginning, right as I said the first word of my non-existent argument.
You should have heard the topic and been like, absolutely not, Pat. Challenge me on something real. So, I mean, is he the little bitch from the knock-knock joke? I think so.
I think what we learned really is that you might want to go back to, you know, those like driving schools we did when we were 15. I think that might be a good idea for you.
Well, my new hobby in quarantine is reading encyclopedias. And when I come back, you're so fucked, dude.
Is it really?
No, God, no.
I wouldn't put it past him. He brought up Theseus earlier.
Theseus?
Who was the Greek mythology?
Theseus.
Theseus.
Theseus?
I don't know why that's in here. Of all the shit in there.
Well, that showed me that there were seeds of intelligence there. But
yet you chose not to.
There just wasn't
like
enough
we need
evidence.
To judge Pat here for his decision making. And
No. I'm just uncertain about answers that were given. And also, you guys like tried deceiving him on purpose.
I saw right through it.
My questions were fair. You asked in what situation, you said in which of these situations should you not use your blinker, and then didn't give any of the situations.
No, I said in what situation.
Don't.
Are you? Don't. Are, no. Are you kidding me right now? You said which of the above scenarios should you not do this, and you didn't give me a single scenario. Well, that should have been a point, by the way.
To be honest, that was the one question. If you had gotten that right, I would have given it to you because that's like thinking outside the box, you know?
What was the correct answer?
It was a true or false question, right?
No, it was multiple choice. It was four. And if he had taken the multiple choice question as a blank question and answered it correctly, I would have dubbed intellectuality up on
it. No, but there was no question.
Willie, if you were a psychic, you would have won that.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Well, very good, Willie. I mean, excellent try. Better luck next time, buddy.
Did we really have to end on that?
Unfortunately.
I'm beaten down. I'm sitting on a lower plane than Pat. He's just menacingly staring at me.
Unfortunately, we did. That is where we have to end. But thank you for joining the podcast, Willie. Best of luck to you on your future intellectual endeavors. We hope you get back here and can take another stab at becoming an intellectual.
Thank you for having me, Chris and Johnny. It's been a pleasure.
There it is.
It's been a pleasure.
Very fun, my friend. On a Pat Zinger. As always, you can find us on Instagram at SFH_podcast and your comments, questions, concerns to SFHpodcasts@gmail.com. And we will see you all next week.
Next week.
Adios.
Willie, quick review of the show. We'll put it on Apple Podcasts and read it. If Johnny and Chris were doing the show, how would you review it?
Positive. I'm like, yes.
5 stars. Yes.
If you somehow enjoyed today's episode, be sure to follow us on Instagram and give us a 5-star review on wherever you happen to find this podcast.